Good morning. Today is September 18th, and this is the OKOK on our News for Our Kids podcast. The promise for today is that God promises the fruit of love. When the Holy Spirit controls our lives, He will produce this kind of fruit in us, love. Galatians 5, verse 22. In 1 John 4, 16, we read that God is love. His entire nature is wrapped up in love, and yet we must not picture some grandfatherly character who dispenses good feelings with lollipops. God is also all-powerful, all-knowing, holy, and just. Yet because God is perfect, all of His characteristics are perfect. God is completely holy and perfectly just while also being totally loving. As human beings, we cannot be perfectly anything. The Bible promises, however, that the Holy Spirit will produce love in our lives because God Himself has come to take up residence in us. What will that look like? A funny thing about love is that it can't stay put. It needs to be given and given and given. As we pray love into our children's lives, they will give love to God and to others. Because of God's love within them, they will have an unlimited source of love from which to draw. John continues, we love each other as a result of God's loving us first. That's 1 John 4:19. This is a kind of love that thinks of others first, a love that cares, a love that sacrifices. This kind of love characterizes God's people, and we can pray that it will characterize our children. Please join me in today's prayer. You promise, Lord, that the Holy Spirit in my child's life will produce the fruit of love. God, You are love, and that promise makes me know, Lord, that as You live within my child, You will be working to teach him about Your love. I know that nothing will happen to my child that's not permitted within the scope of Your love. You promise that as Your people live in You and You live in them, that they will live in love. Some Christians do not act very lovingly, Lord. I pray that my child will not be among those who are bitter, angry, or empty. I pray that he will overflow with the constant refreshing fountains of Your love, so that it spills out in his actions and words. Even in difficult circumstances with difficult people, help my child to find the path of love. We ask this in Your name, Lord. Amen.